What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer again for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, from K-State University. Here again, recording another track and field episode. Thanks in part to Tasha Kumba. Once again, we'll get to him in just a moment. First time listening to the show. Thank you so much again. We're recording another K-State, or another Purple Project Podcast episode on Friday, June 5th, 2026. I don't know why my mind blanked on that. Maybe just I'm exhausted. Maybe I'm just thinking about what I need to do for the KC Metro Mile, which by the time this comes up, that's going to be probably be a wrap. But you're going to get a little bit of reaction from this podcast, and of course more reaction of it on a 3Y podcast with EG3. So definitely excited about that and how things could shake out. But you know what, you gotta make things happen, right? So there's that. But speaking of making things happen, right, turn our attention back to Tasha Kumba here for a few minutes on this episode. He's been making things happen on the track and field side. Obviously indoor was solid in the outdoor season. Obviously clinched his spot to the NCAA National Championships there, classified as a junior. He was added recently, it actually happened earlier today, to the Bowerman watch list, which is the final watch list for the 10 men in the Division I prior to the NCAA Championships in Eugene, Oregon, next Wednesday through Saturday, June 10th through the 13th. He has been outstanding. You could probably add him to probably the top five individuals that have been door work in between, whether that's the men's side or the women's side there as well. He's done tremendous work all year long. I just mentioned he was outstanding in the indoor season, and he continued the momentum on the outdoor season there as well. The Bowerman Collegiate Track and Field's highest honor is awarded each year to the top male and female collegiate athletes in the sport of the NCAA track and field. Chikumba, I probably ain't saying it right. Let me stop for a minute. I've been saying like this all year, so I apologize if it's wrong. But hey, Pro Watcher Podcast, as I like to say, when trying to guess at these names, we're gonna roll with it. We're gonna roll with these punches, and this is why. Anyway, so he's from Zimbabwe. He locked himself in to the NCAA championships with a 28 feet 8 and a half right. Well, it says winning by it, but okay, we've heard that before on a lot. And let's see, yeah, that's terrible. That's absolute. No, I'm not talking about the jump. That is absolutely terrible. This man, don't Eddie, behave, try to behave. But yeah, that is awfully terrible. But anyways, I'm out here just watching people just park absolutely sloppy. Anyways, that jump, 28 feet 8 and a half inches there in the NCAA West preliminaries, aka regionals in Fayetteville, Arkansas last week. He surpassed Eric Waddle when he put down 28 feet back in 1997. Yeah, 1997. And again, he same player, Walder, in 1993. Now Shikumba now leads the NCAA and holds the K-State school record currently with his win legal jump, 27 feet 1 3/4 from the Big 12 Championships back in mid-May. Let me see. Yeah, that was the first competition of the season, the Oregon Team Invitational back in April 17th. He also broke the school record then, which was 27 feet and an inch there. The previous school record was held by Kenny Harrison in 1988. There's too much going on. But anyways, Travis Gofford in a release today, talking about Ta, quote, "Ta deserves this recognition. It's the highest honor in our sport. He's worked hard, but more importantly, very willingly to continue to learn. I'm proud of him for his development, both on and off the track, end quote. There as well. So Tasha Kamba joins this list. Well, actually, yes, joins this list, and we're going to go ahead and name the rest of them here as he, again, going to rewind back a little bit here, Tasha Kamba on the Bowerman watch list for Kansas, representing K-State in 2026. Eddie Greer here for another wacky edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Okay, so let me write down this list real quick here. I'm going to do my best I can here. Kenestosia Ajayi, Auburn. Simeon Birnbaum, Oregon. Jeffrey Kurwa, Louisville. Samuel Ozai, Alabama. Colin Solomon, Northern Arizona. Excuse me. Habtom Samuel, New Mexico. Texas Tanner. Ooh, that's an interesting name. Air Force. Woo! Jacoby Tharp, Auburn. Jelani Watkins, Arkansas. And of course, you have Chikamba right there. So you have, looks like they total it up. Four sprinters, a thrower, and four distance runners. So, really, if I can do quick math here. Yeah, Chikamba's the only jumper. Okay, all right, yeah, so you have that. Four runner, yeah, only jumper. So, obviously, K-State, again, I'm going to hammer this home. Their strength, the field events. And he is the only field event represented in the Power with Watch List. So how about that? So yeah, man. So congratulations to Tasha Kamba for being recognized and putting and added on to the Bowerman Watch List here. He'll love nothing more than to end the season on a high note there and maybe potentially contend for a national championship there. Which I want, is that the high jump I'm talking about here? I think it's the high jump. there's too many jumps. But anyways, yes, he's going to be a contender. Definitely a contender up there in Eugene next week there as well. So I'm looking forward to see how he does. Obviously, we'll track it each and every day. Well, yeah, as we cut, we've been scaling back slightly, quietly scaling back quietly. But with K-State back in action with track and field, we will keep our eyes open. While K-State is competing, trying to put themselves in a spot where they can do well, obviously represent K-State and continue to put a stamp on the 2025-2026 season there as well. So we'll see what happens moving forward here for the rest of this season. And I don't know what is going on here. So you just move out of the way. Thank you. I appreciate that. a little play-by-play going on here as we wrap up this track and field edition of the podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is found, for people daily or when it's just recorded. K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever this is, to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Of course, we're part of the K-State family of podcasts. Three Mall been quietly putting out shows recently. Trying to catch up on those here as I'm trying not to dial myself out of K-State. Now, again, I don't know what's going on here of K-State content here. Oh, let me see here. I know podcast going in a different direction here as of late. There, obviously, you got the Bosco Boys come to my mind. Exit 313 and more. So definitely make sure you have not already. Make sure you add the Purple Project Podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts. Even though we're scaling back a little bit, don't mean nothing. We're still gonna come at you with content, and definitely, I think the best part of it all here is I'm hopeful to have. Well, the plan is to have Alex at some point this summer give his thoughts on last year's football and basketball teams at some point, and of course, I'm hoping to bring another potential guest on the show who's also a big K-State fan on here as well, and maybe I had another one. I don't know right now, but that is the tenet of the plan as we continue to start our summer here on this podcast. So definitely make sure you are subscribed to this podcast here as Track and Field will do battle in Eugene, Oregon next Wednesday through Saturday there, and they will wrap up for Kansas State, anyways, the 2025-26 athletic calendar season. Congratulations to Tasha Kamba, Bowerman Live Watch List, Alex Zane out there in the state of California. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, folks, all things K-State sports with Cats.